Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
In recent weeks, the Lib Dems in the UK proposed a ban on people playing music and videos out loud on their phones on public transport. Under the plan, those who play songs and TV shows from their phone on public transport out loud or while at stations or at bus stops could face a maximum fine of £1,000 sterling. Proportionate? Not far enough? Draconian? What are your thoughts? 51551. Is it, though, at least worthy of a debate about etiquette on public transport on this side of the Irish Sea? Well, Brian O'Connell has been channeling his inner grumpy old man for the programme and taking a look at this for us. Brian, I said that was a bit of a stretch for you. Go into a little bit more detail, will you please, about what it is that they're considering in Britain?
Yeah, I mean, kettle pot black. So essentially, as you said, the Lib Dems are proposing this amendment to the bus services bill. It's a bill that's making its way through Parliament at the moment. It would make loud viewing or listening an offence. So the ban would be promoted through a national publicity campaign. There is a form of this that exists in some countries already. For example, in France, a passenger was fined, I saw, €200 by rail staff after making a phone call on loudspeaker in a quiet area of non-station. So it did get us thinking about this kind of behaviour on public transport. And aside from the loud phone calls or listening to music or videos out loud, what else is a public transport no-no?
Well, if at the very, very least you are going to make a phone call out loud, you should at least try and make it interesting and not make it get milk on the way home. Let's hear what various agencies providing public transport have to say. But first, you've actually been talking to some of the people on the buses.
I was in Cork City Centre yesterday morning and I chatted to several people, some of whom would be daily public transport users, and they just gave me their take on some of the things they see on buses and trains.
I have a friend and he gets the bus out the Carrigaline line and sometimes late at night, and he says there's just been an increase in the unruly behaviour, people shouting on the bus, like loud noises, all the social media going and all the rest of it, yeah. The dominance of the mobile phone is just, it's universal and it's maybe just accepted to talk on the phone, to watch stuff on the phone, you know, YouTube reels and all of that. There has been a decrease in sort of quietness around the place, you know what I mean? But I mean, it's not just public transport, by the way. I mean, you have people with their loudspeakers on in cars, like having conversations, and they're not aware of it, but everybody outside the car for a radius of whatever, 10, 15, 20 yards, can hear a full conversation.
So they have the hands-free on, they're having their full-on conversation.
And sometimes they're like their private conversations, and you're hearing stuff that you're not meant to hear in a lot of cases, you know what I mean?
We've a dog behind us, mad to get on the radio.
There's more now. That's another public order offence. That arrest that dog.
I take it twice every day.
The bus?
Yeah, I take it home and into town every day, yeah. The TikTok is a mad thing. Like, literally, it's gas. Like, you hear everyone, what everyone's doing on their phones. Especially, like, it's usually, like, the older people who listen to the stuff really loudly on their phones, I've noticed.
For once, the younger people are not being blamed.
Do you know, like, obviously there's younger people too, but I never really noticed because the younger people always have their headphones on.
Oh, what I notice is that people think they're in their living rooms, you know, putting your shoes on, like, the seats. Like, I don't want to be listening to your music, so put those headphones on. Same with, like, phone calls and stuff. Like people just have, like, private phone calls for, like, 20 minutes on a journey, and it's just not taking everyone into consideration.
And I know because you travel a bit, do you notice differences in behaviour on public transport depending on what country you're in?
In France or something, like in every train card, there's a particular place where you can take phone calls. So if someone were to be on their phone or be loud, they would immediately be kicked out and go to those specific places to take calls so that, you know, they don't bother anyone.
The difficulty here for grumpy old fellas in considering something like this, Brian, you know, for grumpy old fellas like you, is that, contrary to what you hear in some of the vox pops there, I've noticed that a lot of younger people don't seem to be bothered by what the other person is doing beside them. And indeed, they're playing music out loud on their own device and they seem to be able to focus on it and not what's playing elsewhere.
Yeah, and I wonder, is there a rural-urban divide here as well? I was in London recently and I was struck when I was on in the tube that pretty much a lot of people around me were listening to things without headphones, and it seemed to be more accepted in a more crowded or a bigger city, you know, than it would be in a smaller area.
OK, what are the rules, though? Do Bus Éireann have rules?
I mean, a lot of it comes down to common sense, but obviously in the UK, as we said, the Lib Dems are trying to bring in a law. We do actually have rules and bylaws around public transport here already. They do cover listening devices out loud, as well as what you can and can't consume even on public transport. Mark Mulqueen is Head of Corporate Affairs and Communications at Bus Éireann. He ran through with me what the rules are on buses for listening and watching devices loudly.
There are two bylaws relevant here to this topic. And the first of them is that a passenger shall not sing, perform on a musical or other instrument, or use an audible radio, television, record player, tape recorder or portable apparatus on a vehicle. And the second bylaw that's relevant is states a passenger shall not use a personal stereo, mobile phone or similar device so as to be a source of annoyance to other passengers on a vehicle. So they're quite clear. Now, I should add that we also have to temper that with people stress that the need for people travelling on our service to be considerate while being mindful that some of our passengers with additional needs may, you know, need to use devices that have some element of sound in them. The National Transport Authority have a whole set of good behaviour set out on their website. We've worked with them previously on campaigns.
Can I ask you one? It's the takeaway food. Could I bring in my chicken tikka masala from last night and lash into? Are there any restrictions on that?
Well, before we spoke, I had a look at what's there on the NTA site, which is the kind of the central authority. So that captures everybody, whether it's bus or train. I didn't see anything on the food choice. I mean, there's no question. Alcohol is absolutely banned, for instance, public transport and the use of it. The solution personally is in, and as I'd say it as a communications man, but more intense communication. And you need to almost have a little bit of a you know, would you really want this done to yourself sort of a piece in it. I think the last bit is that what we will look at doing is more of it into digital media, because people are sitting on buses and trains consuming digital media with headphones on. And that's where you can hit them with reminders on best behaviour as much as on board now, because I think we all tune out a little bit with our headphones on and glued to our phones or our laptops. But no, there's nothing about chicken or any other food source, Brian.
So no TikTok, no cans. What else is verboten? You begin taking a look at the bylaws.
I had a look at those bylaws. A lot of it is common sense, obviously, but things like not placing your luggage somewhere that might cause an obstruction. You must queue in an orderly manner. Don't talk to the driver. We know you're not allowed to sell something on a bus.
Don't talk to the driver. I wonder, does that cover the mandatory saying thank you to the driver?
The mandatory thank you. Someone observed to me they felt that we're not saying that as much as we used to before.
No.
I think it's pretty much par for the course. You're not allowed to record something on your phone. There's a whole host of other bylaws related to how we should behave, including, as Mark said, not having the music or whatever you're viewing audible to other people, unless it's us, Philip, obviously.
You spoke to somebody who would literally put manners on you.
Literally. Patricia Mabry from the Etiquette Suite. She set up her business to teach etiquette and how to behave in certain situations. Now, she talked to me about what advice she would give to people around public transport and how we should behave ideally when we're on a bus or train. So this is some of what she had to say.
You wouldn't go and overcrowd people, and you would be very conscious if you were getting on your bus and you had loads of packages from your shopping, or you had a backpack. It's always nicer to maybe keep the backpack in front of you as you board the bus, and you should keep your bags tidied and not take up the seat adjacent to you. That's basic manners. Hygiene and cleanliness. You don't want to be eating very sticky foods or smelly foods in front of others. You certainly don't want to be spraying a very loud fragrance like a perfume or an aftershave or something. And if you have any litter, you take it home with you. So these are all just common sense ideas, but it's about respecting others and respecting the mode of transport that you're on.
So what about devices now? And I think everybody's experienced this. Someone opposite you is watching a movie or a series perhaps, or having a very loud conversation. It's on speakerphone and they don't have the headphones.
So that is so impolite, and it's just being rude to others around you. Manners would state that you respect others and you don't have the loud blaring music, or if you're on your cell phone, your mobile, that you certainly don't talk about the lunch meeting you just had, and everybody knows your business on the bus. You should be quite indiscreet if it was an emergency phone call you had to make, or a very important one. So, yeah, it is a problem for sure. People are afraid to approach people and say, please turn down the music for fear of any kind of negative altercation. You know, the world we're in today, technology driven, the art of conversation is lost.
Obviously, Patricia, I'm unlikely to find you with the shoes off and your feet on the seat opposite, am I?
You are.
Perhaps eating an onion pickle sandwich or something.
No, you wouldn't do that. But if I was on a long haul flight somewhere, I would get beautiful little slipper socks, things to put on if I was flying somewhere for 10 hours. I would, and that's perfectly acceptable.
At what age should you offer your seat to someone? What age should that person be? It's a tricky one sometimes, isn't it? You don't want to offend anyone.
You shouldn't wait to be asked for your seat. Your seat, you should offer it to the elderly, or perhaps maybe a lady that's expecting her baby, or maybe a woman with a child in a buggy, or somebody that might be less abled than another.
Some young lad offered me his seat on the bus relatively recently. I felt like giving him a clip across the ear.
Well, you get used to that now, Philip. I could see you with those pair of slipper socks, all right.
You know what? They should actually have Patricia Mabry doing the information ads on buses, because that's a voice that you'd listen to now and that you'd observe everything that she says.
You'd sit up a bit straighter, wouldn't you?
You really would. Now, a lot of people giving out about you being a grumpy old man and leaping in defence of young people. I'm only joking, but people are making the point in the texts that have come in that this is actually across the board behaviour. Hi, Philip. I was in hospital waiting room last week listening to a man having a full conversation on speaker with a full waiting room listening in, and he wasn't young, says Mary. Catherine says it's not always young people playing loud music that's the problem. I went to Galway last week on the train and one mature gentleman rang his friend and yelled at the top of his voice for about 20 minutes, disturbing the peace of everyone else. Do you want to apologise for that now, Brian?
Well, like, I think, like, whatever about the bus, there's no excuse on the train, because you can just stand into the middle of the carriage, can't you? Anytime I have to take a call like that, I just stand into the middle of the carriage. It's no big deal.
Who'd be calling you? All right, Brian O'Connell, thank you very much. Come